Apparently, Thanos destroys the box office. The Avengers has hauled in $808 million in less than a week. That is crazy.
That killed all of DC movies in 1 week.
Yes. Only other movie that has done more than that is Black Panther. And that sits at $1.3 billion. That was out for however many weeks, almost 2.5 months before this movie comes out.
What was the budget for that? Like $200 million?
The budget for Black Panther was $200 million.
Because if anything, the profits of that probably paid for at least part of Infinity War. Budgets used to be like $20 million.
Yeah.
Budgets, you got to do special effects, marketing, all this other stuff, things like that.
I think it would have made that money without marketing.
The thing is that Infinity War is going to pass Black Panther. Like, we knew that. But I think Black Panther has something to do with the success of Infinity War, because Black Panther was so well done, it kind of got people more interested. Like, people that probably would not have been interested in Infinity War, because you got casual movie watchers of the Marvel Cinematic Universe that haven't seen every movie. They saw Black Panther, and then they were just like, oh, well, shit, I'm definitely going to go see Infinity War now because Black Panther's in it. But myself and probably majority of the Beast Gang, we were definitely going to go see Infinity War, even if Black Panther didn't come out. But I'm just talking about those casual moviegoers that don't know anything about Marvel, but they watched Black Panther. They were like, well, damn, I'm definitely going to go see Infinity War because Black Panther is in it. I think that has something to do with the success of Infinity War, not to mention that Infinity War is a good movie overall. So
it's the best movie in 2018 because it's about Thanos.
My second favorite movie of this year is A Quiet Place.
Yeah, yes. That movie was real.
Except for that dumbass daughter, but you're not going to get stung on that.
She has to make the movie.
I know. Yes, I agree, but then no, she was just too dumb, man. And I'm still shocked that Keith was just like, well, she wasn't that dumb, and he's the main person that talk about stupid decisions in movies and how it irritates him, and she made some of the stupidest decisions in probably cinematic history.
And, agreed.
And she gets a pass.
You have to understand, she internalized all that pain.
Like, what? Oh, man, that shit was funny. Infinity War, A Quiet Place so far.
Black Panther would be number three for me.
Yeah.
I would say the same.
It's trivia time on the Beast Game Podcast. So, I want to ask you a question. Out of these three movies, which ones do you think would be the most expensive movie? Okay, so this is budget. That's what we're concerned about.
Okay.
All right. So, we're going to start with Avengers Infinity War. The next movie is going to be Age of Ultron and/or Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
You're talking about the budget for the film itself?
Yes. Total cost to make the movie.
It has to be Infinity War. No, you know what? No. For some reason, my gut is telling me it's between Infinity War and Pirates of the Caribbean. For some reason, just because Pirates of the Caribbean just seem like a waste of money.
Pick one.
All right, hold on. Let me get my coin. Hold on. Dude, this joint like Two-Face. Hold on. Pirates of the Caribbean.
All right, Matt.
I'm going to go with Pirates of the Caribbean as well. My thought process on it is that Pirates of the Caribbean, there was a lot of CG. It was more expensive to do that for its time. Plus, all the stars in Infinity Wars were already under contract before they blew up anyway.
All right. And does anyone want to change?
This is a hard-ass question because I know the total budget for both movies, like Infinity War 1 and the next Avengers, was over $1 billion. I know that. But I know that Disney spent a lot of money on the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, and this made money, but it was still considered a flop. I don't think it made its money back domestically. So that's why I said Pirates of the Caribbean.
All right.
I'm sticking with it. Screw it.
Both of you are correct. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, that was the 2011 movie, cost $378 million.
And how much did it bring in?
Is that the last one?
No, that was not the last one. The last one brought back Will Turner.
Yeah, this was second to last.
Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, $241 million domestic, $804 million foreign, for a total of actually $1 billion.
I knew it didn't make his money back domestically.
Probably pay the way for the next one, the one that brought back Will Turner, whatever that one was called. Dead Man Tell No Tales. I didn't like that movie. I'm trying to remember what score I gave that. Because I think I didn't like the story, that they were just retelling the first movie.
Hold on, they didn't have Orlando Bloom in it. They just had another person playing that character.
No, he right? was in the movie. He was in at the end.
Oh.
And was he at the beginning? Maybe. All right. So moving on with the trivia. So again, same thing. Most expensive films. Movies with a large budget. So we're going to go with Justice League, John Carter, and or Spider-Man 3. Spider-Man 3, John Carter, or Justice League?
John Carter.
When did John Carter come out?
That came out 2012. Taylor Kitsch, when they tried to turn Taylor Kitsch into an action star. John Carter of Mars.
I'm going to go with Justice League.
Actually, Matt is correct. What? Justice League was $300 million.
Hold on. Are you serious?
Yes.
How much?
CGI, man.
No.
They shot it twice. They made two different movies. John Carter was $263 million.
See, I knew John Carter was over $200 million for their budget. And the thing is, John Carter wasn't really that bad of a movie.
Yeah.
Not that bad. I think they just didn't market it well.
All right. So, last question. And this is going to be The Dark Knight Rises, Star Wars Force Awakens, and Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice. Star Wars The Force Awakens, and or Dark Knight Rises. Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice?
Yeah. Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Although I kind of want to say the actual Batman movie, because they had to blow up a freaking building, like a big building, but I'm going to go with Batman vs. Superman, CGI.
All right, you have locked in your answers.
Oh my God, man. Why this is like the actual game show and shit? I feel like someone's on the line here, man. All right, go ahead.
I was like, James, you get this new car. Right. But actually, you guys are correct. Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice had a $250 million budget. Star Wars Force Awakens was $245 million. And Dark Knight Rises was $230 million. So,
yeah, I definitely didn't think that Force Awakens was that much.
You want to know why, though?
Why?
Because they're writers they got from elementary school.
Oh, wow.
I have to agree with that one.
They didn't really use that many special effects in Force Awakens. They were a lot of practical effects. They kind of try to take it back to old school.
Remember they had that one scene where Rey was closing her eyes for like an hour when she was fighting the other guy? Like half the movie. Her closing her eyes.
The Beast Gang trivia hours. Come back next time. Thanos destroys the box office and your wallets.
Shit, and your hearts.
They continue to evolve the bad guys the way they're doing. I think they're going to do just fine.
Funny thing about that, man, they built Thanos up so well in this, better than what I expected.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a full character. At times, you kind of understood his ideology a little bit.
I understood
it. Not
that
you agreed, but you understood it. You understood his insanity.
Dude, I think they're going to evolve. I think Marvel is going to evolve, I'm telling you. One of their weaknesses in the movies have been their bad guys. These guys that are just crazy and kill. But, I mean, start off with, say, Killmonger. You understood where he come from. And then all of a sudden, now you got Thanos. But mind you, they built it up for 10 years.
They could have definitely dropped the ball with that.
Yeah, they could have. People who were surprised at this movie weren't familiar with the comic book. They're like, oh my goodness, dude.
They were losing their minds.
Yeah, it was like Titanic. We knew that the ship was sinking. We knew it.
Well, I have talked to some people that did not like this movie. Yeah, I understand some of their complaints. Lack of explanation for Thanos, that you really don't get a setup for Thanos other than a stinger at the end of Avengers. He doesn't really show up throughout any of the other movies, and he's just referenced. Battle at Wakanda, that you had just already been there 2 months before that, as far as Black Panther is concerned. That wasn't purposeful. And then also the Hulk not showing up other than
what's going to happen with the Hulk not showing up? The next movie, he's going to show up and he's going to probably beat some ass and redeem himself. I mean, they're laying the groundwork for that. If you just pay attention to the narrative, it kind of lays the groundwork for that because it seems like he's scared. You got to get over fear. He's going to come out. He's probably going to duke it out with Thanos and probably get the upper hand just because. I mean, they set it up like that.
But Thanos is an actual skilled fighter. He just doesn't smash anything.
But just because I had a movie set up, I refuse to believe they just want to have the Hulk go out like that. He's going to come back and start wrecking shop. One thing, people are mad as shit at Star-Lord.
Yeah. his irrational self.
Yeah, and that was another thing that someone else had brought that up, saying that that just really didn't make sense when you have the ability to kill Thanos. And something else someone brought up was that, I guess it was early in the movie, they had chopped off his arm, did a portal, and they took off his arm. Why did they do that for the gauntlet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was that monster that, I forgot the sorcerer. He opened the portal and then he was in the ice place.
Oh, Wong. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wong. Sorry, I didn't know his name. That he teleported him to like Antarctica or something, somewhere cold. And he tried to come through and he tried to reach through and he closed and his hand came off.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just, why didn't they try to replicate cutting the hand off for Thanos?
He had a reality stone. That probably would have blocked that.
Right. It probably could have.
His power that he altered reality, he took you to a different dimension, or not a dimension, but area of the world. That's had to do something. He just like, oh, no, this ain't real. Done. Not going to happen. Because you got to admit, man, Thanos was kind of quick with the fucking using the gauntlet. I mean, he was just using it. Boom. 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 And he was good with using that gauntlet.
And then snap. He should have gone for the head.
But he should have gone for the head. Or, you know, shit. It's about to be a wrap, man. That was a fatal blow. He had his shit to snap his fingers to get away, then the movie would have been over. Thor basically killed his ass.
That was an insanely powerful act. Even with Infinity Gauntlet, it didn't even phase it. It was crazy.
I know we said this before, that Thor was a god. For real, for real.
Unlimited power!
The gauntlet is all jacked up now. Did you see it at the end?
Yeah, it got dented, damaged.
I'm pretty sure you could repair it on its own.
You can go back in time.
I still want to know what the heck Hawkeye is doing. I think it has something to do with this Fox buyout. I think so.
No, I think what happened with him, they didn't have anything for Jeremy Renner for this movie. There was no purpose for him to really be in this movie.
Why not?
He had kind of retired in the last movie, that he wanted to spend more time with his family. When they could have killed him, they killed Quicksilver. The other thing is just that they probably have something for him in the next movie.
Yeah, because what's going to happen is when Thanos snapped his fingers, his family just disintegrated. And now he's like, what the fuck? Back in the game now. Cap gives him a call. So I'm quite sure we're going to see Hawkeye and Ant-Man and Wasp. Well, probably not Wasp because she'll probably get disintegrated too. So
you can see sword wielding Ronin.
See, that's the rumor I heard. They change him.
Yeah, they got a picture of him like in a black suit because they filmed both of these movies at the same time. Not the same time, but one after another.